We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back on the Fan, and we get you set for week one of the NFL season fantasy-wise. Joining me again is Brad Evans of Yahoo. Brad, how you been?
Fantastic. Unfortunately, though, my bank account took a hit because Atlanta cannot execute in the red zone.
Oh, my dude. This is unbelievable. The stat that I can't get over is that Matt Ryan is 1-for-20 the last 20 times he's attempted to connect with one of the best receivers on the planet in the end zone. That doesn't even sound real.
And he's a redwood tree. I mean, this is not like a low-growing bush. This is Julio Jones, who's like, what is he, 6'5"?
Yeah.
Just pitch and catch. Throw a fade, for the love of God. But Sark's too stupid. He can't figure it out.
No, and that really feels like it's the problem. And I wonder with Matt Ryan, because 2 years ago, the guy's the MVP. We understand he's not going to make a lot of plays with his legs. He's not helping you out the way Deshaun Watson or Cam Newton is by, you know, scoring rushing touchdowns. But the guy was unbelievable 2 years ago. From a fantasy perspective, what do you make of Matt Ryan after last year and what happened on Thursday night?
Well, I mean, he was more or less a pedestrian quarterback, as you mentioned, a season ago, and a player that, you know, given the depth, because it is the Grand Canyon of positions, it's how deep it is at quarterback. I mean, he's a guy in a 10 or 12 team league. If you have a short bench, you know, throw him to the fishes. You know, throw him into the waiver wire pool and let somebody else try to deal with the headache. I think Matt Ryan is just an average fantasy producer. Yeah, I'd much rather have a Marcus Mariota or an Alex Smith. Heck, even a Mitchell Trubisky could actually outperform this season, though the jury is still out whether or not the Bears' first-string offense can take that quantum leap under Matt Nagy. But we're going to find out on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting with Trubisky because I think a lot of us assume that he can pull a Jared Goff. You know, brand-new offense, young team. They gave him a lot of weapons, and he could be the Jared Goff of 2018.
Oh, God, that would be sexy. I'm a diehard Bears fan. And if that happens, I'm just not going to wear pants the rest of the year.
I don't blame you, man. I'm a Jet fan. I mean, if Sam Darnold becomes Aaron Rodgers, I'll do the same. I'll be naked, basically, for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, totally. I get it, man. We'll just go streaking together hand in hand with our respective teams emblazoned on our chest.
That's right. Get ready for that Big Bear Jet Super Bowl, if you will. Speaking of the Jets, they were good against the run this last year. They're facing a Lion team that's fascinating because Kerryon Johnson was a hot name. He was a rookie. Lions traded up to get him. They signed LeGarrette Blount. Which of those two backs, week one, not the rest of the year, week one, if you have both of them, who's the guy you're starting week one to give you production?
Well, it really kind of depends upon your league's format. So if you're in a standard league where that's more TD heavy, you have to go with LeGarrette Blount, who is the sledgehammer on this squad and a guy that's probably going to get some goal-to-go opportunities. The Lions are heavy favorites in this game, understandably so. They're laying 6, 6.5, depending upon what book you're looking at. And that's going to play a factor because if it is a positive game script, and I believe it will, because Sam Darnold, a daunting environment, first NFL start. I think the Lions defense across the board is going to be much improved. They have one of the better DBs in the league in Darius Slay. So I would expect, you know, Blount maybe to go out there and get 12, 13 carries in this contest. Could be good for around 60 yards and a touchdown. And Matt Patricia has already alluded to it. They said, look, we're going to slow play Kerryon. We're going to see what he can handle when the bright lights start to shine. And I think he's going to see probably 13, maybe 14 touches in this game. And in a PPR league, I think he's going to be slightly more valuable than LeGarrette Blount just because he's going to be more involved in the passing game. Very adept across the board. Guy, it's a premier pass blocker, can catch a ball cleanly out of the backfield, and has got excellent burst off the edge as well. I love the long-term upside of Kerryon, but again, depending upon your league system and setup, I would lean more toward Blount in a standard and Kerryon than in a full-point PPR.
If you drafted Le'Veon in the top three, top four picks, on a scale from 1 to 10, where's your panic level right now?
Well, if 1 is the highest level of panic, I mean, it's like off the charts. I mean, I'm freaking out. Now, you know, obviously, He could arrive, but he's not going to be active for this game. By the way, that's taking on some weather interest because the remnants, coincidentally enough, of Tropical Storm Gordon are expected to impact the Cleveland area. They're saying, the meteorologists, and by the way, I have an advanced degree in meteorology, so for one of the first times ever, I actually get to put into practice what I was trained to do in a field that I chose to go away from meteorology, though it kind of fits because weather people are always wrong, and so are fantasy people. But, but you know, they're saying in Cleveland it could be 1 to 2 inches of rainfall in game with sustained winds of 16 to 21 miles an hour. So you could have driving rain in this game. It's going to turn into a swamp, a quagmire. I think it's a, you know, I think James Conner could be a mutter, to be honest with you. And I think Le'Veon's going to be deactivated in this game. Even if he is active, he's going to see probably 8 to 10 touches, accumulated rust galore for him. Conner, I think, is a top 15 fantasy option, though, you know, we're going to have to wait and see on Le'Veon rest of season and whether or not he's going to be in uniform.
Yeah, that's a, James Conner's interesting to me because I think his name is hot because of the fact that, hey, if Le'Veon Bell is in there, he's the guy. We didn't see that much of him last year. So is he hot because of the fact that he's replacing Le'Veon Bell and there can be touches for him? Or is he hot because he has a chance to be a really good running back with opportunity? What is it? Combo?
I think it's both. Yeah, I think it's a mixture of the two. Look, if you look at the preseason, I know there are going to be people screaming and yelling, it's meaningless football, you nincompoop. Look, I get it. I understand it. But he was getting first-team reps, and he was thriving, though, against vanilla schemes throughout the month of August. This is a guy that averaged 4.2 yards after contact per attempt, very aggressive in that area, forced a missed tackle 26% of the time, caught all 7 of his intended passes. He is a legitimate 3-down running back. I mean, we saw at the University of Pittsburgh, the guy fought off cancer for crying out loud. He's a warrior, humble kid. Now, the matchup on paper, a little bit daunting because the Cleveland Browns run defense, very underrated, only gave up 3.31 yards per carry last season. Yeah, they lost Andy Shelton, but Miles Garrett's at 100%. There was a lot of talent in the trenches for the Brownies, and I think this is going to be at least a top 10 unit in terms of defending the run, but fantasy is a volume game, and if James Conner is out there getting the start in this contest, knowing the conditions that could be at play, he's going to see probably 18 to 22 touches. You got to play him. He'll be a top 15 option in week one.
We're talking to Brad Evans about fantasy as we begin week one. Give me a really good, especially if you're doing the daily fantasy league,
yeah,
where you're trying to build under a cap and you're looking for some steals. Give me a couple of running back steals, because obviously Todd Gurley's very expensive. He may be worth it, but give me a couple of steals at the running back position going into week one.
Yeah, I think Deion Lewis is undervalued now. Using the Yahoo DFS game, he's only $19. I don't know what the other formats have him priced at, and I can't really speak to that. But Deion is going to be neon, I think, down there on South Beach, working in tandem in that Twins 2 backfield with Derrick Henry. Of course, Deion is more the Danny DeVito in that scheme, but a guy that very impressed last season with New England Patriots. He actually had the exact same yards after contact per attempt as his teammate Derrick Henry. It's mind-blowing considering the size difference. So he's a pint-sized punisher and a guy that was also number one in catch percentage, caught 94.1% of his intended passes, number 6 in total evaded tackles. I mean, he gets it done across the board. I think he's going to see 13 to 14 touches in this game. And Miami, if you look at like Pro Football Focus or Football Outsiders, whatever advanced metric site that you adhere to, everyone is saying the Miami Dolphins is going to be, if not the worst, they are going to be close to the worst run defense in the league this year. And I think that Tennessee Titans offensive line is a top 10 run blocking unit. So Deion Lewis, again, on 13 to 15 touches, I think there's a realistic shot for him at 80 total yards and a touchdown. And then Royce Freeman. I've been singing his praises all summer long. I live in Denver. I have sources close to the Denver Broncos. Vance Joseph, you know, was playing to close the vest until just last week when he named the rookie out of Oregon the starter. They are going to run him down Seattle's throat. And we got to remember, too, Sheldon Richardson's no longer in a Seahawks uniform. Neither is Michael Bennett. Those guys combined accounted for 47 total run stops last year. Huge shoes to fill. Royce Freeman greatly impressed in the preseason. I think he sees 15 to 20 carries in this game, probably gets 2 to 3 receptions. I got him locked in for at least 85 combined and one touchdown. He's going to be one of the bigger breakout performers in week one and only $17 in Yahoo DFS.
How many touches does Saquon Barkley get in his NFL debut?
Over under 20,000.
that's the dream.
No doubt. I think it's going to be between 20 and 25. And I think he's going to see probably 6-7 receptions, quite honestly, trying to work away from Calais Campbell and Jackson there in the trenches, because there's a lot of talent that Jacksonville has up front, and there's a lot of talent, obviously, on the back end. And the smack talk showdown between Odell Beckham and Jalen Ramsey, that's up there with Ali Frazier and Eminem versus the world, in my opinion. So I think Saquon's going to be very active as a receiver in the short field, a check down option. A guy that's going to be that third read for Eli Manning. He's going to have to lean on him. And, you know, he's just so explosive in space in his athleticism. You look at his spark score, it's 99th percentile. It's otherworldly. It's alien. So I think he'll get probably 15 to 17 carries in this game. And again, you mix in 6-7 receptions. You know, it may not be the sexiest fantasy line in the end, but ultimately you got to follow the volume there. And that's why I ranked him top 12 this week.
All right. Value wise, same thing in daily fantasy. Give me a good value quarterback week one.
Andy Dalton, get him. I mean, look, the Colts are rancid. The My Little Ponies already have one hoof to the glue factory. I mean, they're awful. So you look on paper, this secondary, Quincy Wilson may or may not play. I think he's listed as questionable right now. Pierre Desir. I mean, these guys probably wouldn't even be on another NFL roster. They'd be playing with Johnny Manziel in the CFL. They're so horrendous. So, you know, Wilson last year gave up the 8th highest yards per snap to Sir, close to 100 passer rating to his assignments. Pro Football Focus projected it as the worst secondary of the league. They gave up 8 yards per attempt last season. The red rifle is cocked, locked, and loaded. I would love to stack him, in which I actually have in a few Yahoo DFS lineups, not only with A.J. Green, but John Ross, who is ultra cheap at $11 in Yahoo DFS. And I think he's got a great shot at a long bomb touchdown in this contest.
You know, and in the real world, I kind of feel the same way about the Bengals. Their offensive line should be better. We'll see if Joe Mixon can become a star this year. Maybe he is. Maybe he's better than what he was last year. You mentioned the receivers, A.J. Green, John Ross. I think overall the Bengal offense has a chance to be very good this year, better than last year.
It's all about the offensive line.
And
really the linchpin here is Billy Price, you know, the kid that they drafted at Ohio State who's starting at center. If he can be the glue to kind of bring this unit together, and they're just average. That's all we're asking for from a fantasy perspective, just average protection, average and run blocking. Joe Mixon's going to go ham. And I believe Andy Dalton's going to be able to get back to where he was a couple of seasons ago. And A.J. Green, a lot of people not talking about him in fantasy. You know, he was a late second-round pick, and I think he's going to go for 100 yards and a touchdown. I might not be full Julio, but at least he'll find the end zone.
Maybe it's a bias, but watching the Giants all the time, Giant fans certainly know this, tight ends have killed him over the years. Are you getting too cute, though, if you pick up Austin Seferian Jenkins this weekend?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's worth a stream option. You know, if you're like a George Kittle owner, right? And George Kittle, of course, San Francisco, yeah. Their matchup on the road against Minnesota, that's daunting. Yes. And that's got me skittish. I would throw in ASJ. Why the hell not? As you mentioned, the history is long. It's well documented. The Giants are allergic to the tight end position. But I will say this. Seferian Jenkins is cursed. You know this? It's Jets guy.
Yes, I'm aware.
He's cursed. I mean, every time he caught a touchdown last year, he was either overturned by some mysterious replay or there was a penalty thrown. It was ridiculous. So hopefully now that he's in a new locale, though he's playing in his old stomping grounds, who knows?
You know, someone asked me this the other day, because I think there's a list of quarterbacks in this league. I don't care who they're facing. I don't care what defense they're going up against. You start them. All right? You start Aaron Rodgers against anybody, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many quarterbacks are on that list in your mind that from a fantasy perspective, you don't care the opponent, that guy plays every single week?
Well, it's not many. I'll tell you that. Look, I hate the always start your studs idea. It's the dumbest thing imaginable. Our job as fantasy analysts is to try to dissect these matchups to not only give you the sleepers, the guys that are going to break out in that particular week, but guys that bust every year. Even Aaron Rodgers has a bad game. Good luck trying to predict it. But, you know, if it's a quarterback going up against Jacksonville or the L.A. Rams, who've got an extraordinary secondary, I would be second-guessing that decision. You know, I think Rodgers, he's lit up the Bears in his career. 7 combined touchdowns the last 2 meetings against my beloved Chicago team. I'm fascinated by this matchup because I'm curious to see how many snaps Khalil Mack is going to play. I think the Bears were already a top 10 defense pre-Mack, and now they're probably top 5 in terms of overall prowess. But really, it's Aaron Rodgers, maybe Deshaun Watson on that list. Drew Brees no longer applies. I mean, he didn't throw for 30 touchdowns last season. That was the first time since 2007. There were 29 Dwayne The Rock Johnson movies made during that span. So just to put that in perspective.
Have you actually counted that, though?
I did. I did. I wrote in my column. I went to IMDb. I was like, man, The Rock is a busy man.
He really is, man.
And that's just movies. We're not talking about Ballers. We're not talking about, like, the History Channel shows he was doing and the WWE appearances.
That's right. He's gonna come back, win a WWE championship, get out of there, do a movie. He's going to run for office, potentially. Who the heck knows with this guy?
He's a badass. You got to love the guy.
No, he's tremendous. Brad, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for popping on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good luck in week one.
Thank you, sir. Brad Evans of Yahoo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.